Welcome to the 5-Star Life Show, your home for content related to education, parenting, and changing wrong mindsets so you can live a 5-star life. I'm your host, Coach Seth. Let's do this. Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I'm joined in studio with my incredible co-host, Coach Mia.
Thanks, Seth.
And we got a great show, but just before we dive in, thanks for tuning in. Really want to remind you that you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere that podcasts are streamed. You can also watch this. So some of you actually choose to watch us on YouTube at the 5-Star Life. Thanks so much also for those of you who are subscribing. We're gaining momentum. Really appreciate that. If you have not subscribed yet, just hit that subscription button so you don't miss a show. The other thing I'd say is if you get partway through the show and you really like it, hit the like button. Or if you already know you're going to like it, just hit it now. Algorithms, that helps us as well. So appreciate that. We've got a great show.
We do.
We're going to talk about all kinds of things. We got a lot going on with 5-Star Life, but I'm going to pass it to Mia, Coach Mia, and just say, where do you want to start?
Ooh, well, do you want to start where we were off camera, kind of watching some videos?
Sure. Yes. So, WSBT, our local CBS affiliate, has a show, a great show. It's all about education. It's called Operation Education, Crisis in the Classroom. And Kristen Bean does a great job with that show. And she just had a show focused on bullying. And it highlighted the story of a local Elkhart girl who passed away 2 years ago to the day, basically. And she passed away not due to disease, not due to sickness, physically. You could say this is a sickness of the heart, but she took her own life because of bullying. She had alopecia. She's a beautiful girl. She started to lose her hair. It all came out. And it was just a tragic, tragic situation. And she had a panel of people that shared different resources and different ways we can address bullying, but she interviewed the family, and it is heart-wrenching to listen to the parents talk about the loss of their daughter. But the amazing thing about this couple is they started a foundation in honor of their daughter to try to spread the word about how do we stop this bullying. How do we prevent this? How do we stop this? And it's just this big issue that we hear it so much that we almost become desensitized to it.
Well, I think too, like for me, it's a word that's overused, unfortunately, right. And it encompasses a lot of things. Yes, there is true bullying, but you know what? We said words to kids. I mean, gosh, when I was in grade school, we literally like physically fought boys, kicked them. You know, that's probably a form of bullying.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't considered that, when I was growing up.
Right.
So that, I think sometimes it's hard to understand what is it?
So one of the best definitions of bullying I've heard is from a group actually out of Europe, Alveus Bullying. They have a whole bullying prevention curriculum. And I became familiar with it, but their definition was so good. It's basically in a nutshell, I'm not going to give you verbatim. It's when someone who is more powerful than you does mean things repeatedly on purpose. Mm. So we're talking about a person that has less power or no power. We're talking about imbalance of power, first of all. And then we're talking about repeated.
We'll talk about imbalance of power. It's obviously physical.
It can be physical, but it can also just be intellectual or just verbal skills,
mm-hmm.
Right? So it's somebody that is not confident, doesn't know how to communicate well versus somebody that can just rattle and just rolls off their tongue and they can say 15 things before the person can even defend themselves. And so they look like they're dumb. They look like they're slow. They're belittled, and they can't even defend themselves because they're just frozen in time. Mm-hmm. That's bullying if it happens over and over and over. The typical physical bullying where someone's stronger, more powerful. Absolutely. And sometimes, though, it's, I mean, you think about power. It may not even be physical, but someone exerts their dominance because they're strong inside and they're bullying someone that maybe could have the ability to just bash that person in or defend themselves, but somebody who doesn't know how to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. That's also, there's an imbalance of power. So that's bullying. What's not bullying is probably you kicking boys in the playground.
And they kicked us back.
And did anybody get in trouble?
No. From our parents to nobody, you know what I mean? That's back then we played tackle football. It was okay.
Yeah, I grew up playing tackle football, grew up with all that stuff. There was less supervision.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting conversation because we have totally shifted in culture to having massive supervision, massive regulation, massive rules, to the point that kids can barely be kids in the playground in certain settings. And in our day, there's something to be said. I think most of our generation, Generation X would say, and I see these posts, these memes about this, about Generation X, you know, it's so funny how we were raised, you know, it's like how you stay hydrated in the summer. It's like a person with a garden hose.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And so it's something to be said about the toughness and the resilience of Generation X. But there's probably a lot of people in Generation X that would say, man, I have a lot of trauma from some of the things that happened to me too. So it's interesting to hear kind of that mixed bag. But now everything is so heightened that we're very quick to call everything bullying when it's actually kids being kids, learning how to figure it out. And here's one of the interesting things. If you are mean over and over and over, what happens is you can get away with that. And there's been studies about this. You can get away with that through middle school. But by the time about eighth grade hits, kids are like, I'm done being afraid. I'm done caring what people think. You're just mean. I'm not going to be around you. And so the bullies really start to lose their power. And by eighth, ninth grade, it's like it starts to shift. Are there still bullying situations? Yes, but the big bullying goes away because what? Because we learn how to adapt and the bullies no longer hold the power like they do in grade school and middle school. Mm-hmm. Because kids grow up and learn how to use their minds. So it's an interesting conversation.
It is interesting.
So the thing that I would say to people that maybe we're close to Rio and close to the situation or are part of a school system, parents that are frustrated because your kid is going through bullying behavior right now. Here is what I wish. This is the drum I beat everywhere I go. I just hit the drum. There is a solution. 5-Star Life Video Curriculum is a solution for bullying. And people say, come on, there's nothing that works. Nothing. That's not true. It works. I just talked to a principal, brand new school district, brand new to 5-Star Life. They've never had it before. And this principal was holding her head because she said, I wish I would have every teacher go through 5-Star Life training. I only had half of my building in this, we call it a pilot year. So I had half of my building do 5-Star. The other half of the teachers didn't do 5-Star. And like, I'm just kicking myself because I have two different cultures going on in my school. Mm-hmm. I have half my classrooms where the kids, their behavior issues are non-existent. And I mean, kids who had chronic behavioral issues are no longer in the office. It's like they're different kids. And then the other side of the school is the same. It's like I could have diminished my whole book of discipline behaviors and freed up all kinds of time for our staff and for our teachers to teach and our kids to learn and our culture to grow. And so I'm just frustrated. That's a testimonial from a teacher. I'm sorry, from a principal.
Right.
So it does work. Mm-hmm. That's the drum that I want to beat over and over and over. So I would say to teachers, to principals, and even to parents, if you see this happening and you've bought into the lie that it's just kids and we have process, we have systems, we've got it covered, do you really? Until you have a culture where kids are starting to respect each other, have empathy, listen to each other, and start to live for each other, until we get there, let's not give up. That's the message. All right, I'm off my soapbox. We got to take a quick break. At the break, go to 5starlife.org to learn more about 5-Star Life.
Did you know that you can bring the values, lessons, and mindsets Coach Seth discusses on the 5-Star Life podcast to your local community? Schools are searching for programs and content that work. Just a simple introduction to your teacher or principal could be a game changer in your community. Inquire at 5starlife.org and someone from our team will be in touch.
Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia.
Thanks, Seth. So we were talking about bullying. What would you say to parents? I know we were just promoted 5-Star Life, and until they get there, you know, and that there is a solution, do you have anything that you can kind of give them, some steps?
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the big things is for parents, one, if you're not sure if your kid is being bullied or not, because kids are all different. Some kids, they wear it, and they come in the house, and you like parents know that kid that wears it all, and they take it all on. I mean, some kids, they might have a kid look at them wrong, and they feel like they're being bullied, right? But there are other kids that they're being bullied, but you don't know about it, and they're absorbing this, and they're internalizing it, and they're the kid that they don't know how to express it to their parents. And you might not even know what to look for. But it's why it's so important to connect with your kids every day. One of the things that we did that was really cool, last night we kicked off another cohort of SNAP. And it's a program, for those of you who are just tuning in, it's a program that reaches kids who are in minor trouble, and it's a diversion program to keep them out of the formal system. It's been really successful, 80% success rate. But we're doing a 7-lesson series on our video curriculum breakthrough series, a breakthrough in your social life. And so the first lesson was all about connection. And I would just say, as a parent, I mean, the most important thing you can do with your kid is stay connected. And one of the ways that you can build connection, and we did this activity last night that's super simple, and I encourage everybody that's doing this to try this with people that you care about, and especially your kids, but maybe even spouses. And it's this simple. So it's literally, Mia, like literally you have to sit square, look at each other in the eye, and you just start by saying, if you really knew me, you'd know, and then fill in the blank. So this is...
Wow.
This is, talk about connection and vulnerability and a little anxiety about that goes deep quick. Because one, we don't know how to have relationships in this country. We don't. We don't know how to connect. The thing that we all want, the number one thing we all want and need, is love and connection. But we get very awkward looking square. Like, we talk side to side, side eye, a little off this offset. It's hard to look somebody directly squarely and look into their eyes, right? Like, it's not soul gazing, but it's like making eye contact. And our insecurities get really loud. The noise gets loud. And it's like, this is what human connection is all about. So, long story short, first person, if you really knew me, you'd know that I was adopted. I was fatherless, then adopted. And then I would just say that. You just listen. You wouldn't respond. You'd respond not to what I'm saying, but you would respond with saying, if you really knew me, you'd know
that I like to be heard.
And you just start going back and forth, and the conversation can get deeper and deeper, or can stay on the surface and go anywhere, wherever you want it to go. And it literally, in 1 minute, think about what you can learn about somebody in 1 minute. Think about like your kids, teaching them how to connect, teaching them how to communicate with you and look you in the eye. That's a skill.
Did I even look you in the eye? See, I have to like focus on that. Like I start looking you in the eye, but then when I talk, I kind of look away.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I didn't realize I did that till this podcast.
So we break connection because the number one thing that we want, love and acceptance, we're afraid of it. And we're afraid of being too engaged. Mm. And we're afraid ultimately of being rejected. Or we're afraid of coming across too strongly to the person. We have all these insecurities about how to connect, right?
Right.
So going back to bullying full circle, this is like the most important thing you can do as a parent. And this takes all the pressure off because this is just you loving your kid and just connection, creating connection. And it's through that those little moments of dialogue that if you can create a daily habit of checking with your kids, hey, if you really knew me today, you could turn into a daily thing where you know this. And that's where you want to hear these things. Mm-hmm. Because you can be going through a lot, but if you know you have a strong support system, we can take a lot. We're resilient creatures. But if you're taking a lot and you don't feel supported and you feel alone and isolated, even though when you have support, but you're not willing to go there because you know how to talk about it, then that's where depression gets deeper, and that's where kids slip away and think they just don't want to be here anymore.
And breaks your heart.
Breaks your heart. And this is so many parents who have kids that have killed themselves live with just immense guilt and shame. And how can't you experience that thought? Because I should have known. I should have done more. Right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. We're the parent. So that is heavy. But what that should spur us to do is say, not out of fear, but what out of love? Like, do I have a loving connection with my kids? Like, am I connected? One of the things I get up every day and I say, I have these power statements I declare. And one of the things I declare every day, and it helps reset my mind and my attention, is that I am a fun, loving, and connected father. Something I declare every day. I speak it because I want to live that every day. I want to have a connection with my kids every day. And do I do it every single day? No, not every single day. But I try to every single day. That's the key. And this thing gets deeper and deeper. I mean, once you recognize like, okay, my kid's being bullied. Now what's happening? What's going on? How can I support you? That's where organizations like Five Star come in. And we have so many different programs. One of the biggest things you can do to prevent suicide, mental health issues, is to make sure your kids are supported. They have a support system. And joining our Five Star Life archery team or basketball program or joining a program at Summit or Equine, there's so many things kids can do through Five Star to be a part of something, to belong to something, or the SNAP program.
You know, the other thing that I think is important is when to get them in a place of that they're supported, but also to support that. Like I have a granddaughter who's shy, but kickball, for some reason, she's this different person, and it's like this life. And I was like, you know what? I need to make sure that we get to more of her games because I've never seen her like she's having the time of her life, you know? And that's, again, she's in a place that she's supported and, you know, she thrives.
So and that's another piece of this. So kids who have confidence have much less bullying. Kids who are, if they have a support system, if they have friends, if they have, like there's a, when we're isolated, we're more susceptible to bullying behavior. And so it's why I tell every kid I meet, just whatever kid I tell them this, like your job for the next 5, 10 years of your life, depending on how old they are, is to say yes to as many good opportunities as you have. Yes, I'll try the chess team. Yes, I'll go for the basketball. Yes, I'll try swimming. Yes, I'll volunteer at the food kitchen. Yes. Why? Because in saying yes, you're going to find out what you love to do and you're going to be in different experience and different environments, we're going to around people. And you're going to find people that you really like to be around, that you have the similar vision and heart, and you're going to find things that you really dislike doing, and you don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
But what that's going to do is it's going to open this, you're going to learn so much about who you are, and it's going to set you on a path where you're going to be like, confident. I'm good at this. I like doing this. I don't like that. Nope, don't like that. You're going to start to have an opinion about life. And you start to gain confidence about that so that your opinion is no longer dependent on what the bully thinks and what they do or whatever. And you have confidence to stand up for yourself. You have confidence to report it. You have confidence to make some noise and defend yourself. That's power. And that's what we encourage in Five Star Life.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
All right. So at the break, I just want to remind folks that just a couple weeks ago, we had a fire and nobody was harmed, but it has been a crazy process. So thanks to everybody out there who have sent thoughts and prayers. We're going to be releasing very quickly information about how you can get involved if you want to support us. Go to 5starlife.org.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to 5starlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth. I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia.
Thank you. And
we have producer Arnold in the house. late to the game at bringing in. My bad. It's been a good show, but wanted to bring in. Talk to me. Give me some feedback on the first couple segments.
Yeah, we've talked about a couple of different things. We've talked about just bullying, the fact that it's pervasive. We've talked about definitions of bullying. One of the things I liked earlier that Mia kind of brought up is, you know, the lines are pretty blurry when it comes to defining what bullying actually is. And I think one of the reasons that's an issue today is because we haven't been able to clearly define, you know, what bullying is versus what it isn't. So a lot of issues that could be bullying, you know, get lost in the weeds. A lot of things that would be indicators of, you know, hey, my kid's getting bullied or this student's getting bullied, you know, do get lost in the weeds. And then, so that's one thing. A second thing is, you know, here at Five Star, we talk about the fact that at the core of a kid's success or failure, their flourishing or lack of flourishing is a mindset. And so even without being able to properly define what bullying is, there is a way that we can get ahead of it to where kids don't even have to choose bullying anyway, to where, you know, kids that would have otherwise been responsible for bullying and then, you know, starting that whole chain or that whole cycle, we can get ahead of that. And that's what, you know, that's what Five Star is all about.
Prevention. That's right. I was at I did a site visit at one of our high schools. And one of the things I do at site visits, I go into classrooms. And so if you're just tuning in, we're working with tens of thousands of kids through our video curriculum program, where they're getting Five Star Life every week. And they're going through these lessons that talk about all of these things. And so when I go in, I just want to get feedback. And one of the pieces of feedback, one of the first pieces of feedback I got from one of the classrooms was, you need to do more on bullying. And I just thought, man, it's so interesting because we talk about it. But in this girl who said that, you could feel it coming out of her. Like, it wasn't like because she cares about other people and she sees it happening. Like, she sat there and you could just feel the pain and the hurt that she's experienced from bullying. And, you know, if every person in this school could just see life through her lens for an hour, just one classroom, one hallway pass, it would be a game changer for Brandon School. It'd be incredible. So this whole thing of bullying is a very important topic, and it's important that parents don't just it's sometimes we just wave this stuff off because there's a lot of things that aren't bullying, and that's what I want to talk about next. It's not bullying when friends get into an argument and one friend says something really harsh or really nasty, and it's mean, it's harsh, and it hurts, and it's wrong. Not bullying. Not bullying at all. Your friends having an argument, having a fight. People do that. People do that in marriage. People do that in families. People do it at work. It's just part of life. That's where they need a five-step video curriculum called Mastering Conflict. We'll help you with that too. That's what they need. But it's not bullying. So don't be a victim there. What also is not bullying is when you just refuse to defend yourself. You have the power, but you just don't defend yourself. When something happens one time, it happens once because somebody's having a bad day and they mistreat you and then it's over. And maybe you don't defend yourself because you don't know how to, or you don't even know how to handle the situation. That's not necessarily bullying. It was just somebody being mean, somebody that was just having a bad day, and they just, we talk about how we store up our anger and our emotions and we're like garbage trucks. It just spills out. Mm-hmm. That happens in life. Doesn't mean that person's a bully. It means they're having a bad moment. Now, if it happens again and again, they're targeting that person, bullying.
I guess for me, like, my kids all go to private school, so I feel like it's sometimes magnified, and the parents jump in very quickly, and they almost don't let the kids work this out. And, you know, you see it even like, you know, best friends. I mean, even with my girls, you know, if they had a fight with their friend, it's like the moms get involved, and it's like, what are we doing?
Well, I think so. Generation, the boomer generation went through, you know, their parents went through the Great Depression. So it was just a different upbringing, very different upbringing. And Generation X, my generation, was the, what were my parents thinking? Where were my parents? Like that's our generation.
Right.
So Generation X is the generation that's like, no, I'm not being everything. We're the helicopter parents. We're all of those things. And millennials have bled into that and take it to the next level even. Mm-hmm. And so it's so interesting to see the generational in the generational shift in parenting to now our kid can never feel pain. And that is super dangerous. Like, for kids to never be able to have to experience anything hard or bad relationally, it is your shelter. I'm not saying that to protect your kids from danger, but in life, in the real world, people are not always nice. And so we have to allow them to experience a little bit of life. That's where it gets tricky. How do you allow them to experience life, but be there to help them navigate it without jumping in and trying to retaliate for them and do it for them? Because that takes all the power away. They're not learning how to defend themselves.
And I know that it's hard as a parent. You do not want to see your child hurt, but there is that line. Like, you got to monitor. Like, you do have to let them test the waters a little bit. The other thing that I keep thinking about too is this whole peer accountability. Because I can recall three times in my, probably from kindergarten to senior year, that I said something that was wrong out of ignorance or whatever it was. But a friend, or I don't even know if it was a friend, but somebody called me out, and I felt terrible and mortified. And to this day, I still remember that. And I, you know, thought you would have learned the first time, but I didn't, you know. But still, it's like the importance of just like, not cool. You know, like, what the heck are you thinking?
Yeah, that's what good friends do.
Yeah.
I had the same thing because I like to make people laugh. And so I'd do things that I thought were funny but were mean. But I was just thinking funny.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that was totally mean. And so my friend's like looking at me like, bro, you're a jerk. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't funny. Won't do that again.
Yeah, you're right.
So many, you know, you get a couple of those, and that's truly what we teach in Five Stars. You have the power to shut bullying down. Like, if you're not being bullied and you're watching it happen and you know the bully, this is what we teach over and over. If you know the bully's your friend, it's on you to shut it down, and you can shut it down with a look. Most times, just a look. Sometimes, just a word, mm-hmm. bro, girlfriend. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over, because now they're like embarrassed. Like, oh, this isn't cool. Because that's all they're trying to be, is cool.
Right.
Yeah, powerful stuff. What we have like a minute, but anything else on this whole idea? Because you have daughters. They went through some of these things. You have grandkids. How do you handle when they're tempted to jump into the fray too early as a grandparent? You step in there and try to guide them a little bit, or not really?
You know what? I'm really proud of my kids as parents. I think they do a great job, and they try to monitor it. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, they know the time that I'm going to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they kids should just, they need to figure it out. I mean, you have to. Even as siblings, you got to figure it out.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes you have boys, you got to let them beat the crud out of each other. Not if somebody's going to get hurt, but you know.
Yeah. Yes. My wife would just call, like, Seth. She had all sisters. She's like, Seth, they're loud. They're just beating on each other. What am I doing wrong? I'm like, you're nothing wrong. They're boys. That's what they do. They fight and they're playing until they're no longer playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how boys are.
Right.
So every day they're fighting. Because it started as playing and then took it too far.
Yeah.
All right. Go to Five Star Life. What an interesting conversation, right?
I know.
If you like it, hit the like button. If you don't, that's okay. We'll be right back after this.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to fivestarlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia and producer Arnold is back there now, so I want to acknowledge him. Okay. We're having a great conversation. If you just tuned in, make sure you go back and listen to the whole show. It's an awesome show for those of you who have seen people that are close to you experience bullying. Has some great conversation about that. But this last one, we want to wrap this up. You know, bullying is such a overused word, and bullying is when someone who is more powerful, there's an imbalance of power, repeatedly and intentionally does something negative to someone. That's bullying, okay? Not bullying when two friends are just duking it out, arguing, have a little issue. Not bullying when just the drive-by, you know, mean comment. So you think about this. Teachers have an imbalance of power. They can bully. They have the power to bully. Coaches have the power to bully. Like, there are some power positions working with kids that are bullies. We don't talk about this side of it much, but I talk to so many families and athletes who guess who their number one bully is? Their coach, their teacher. Isn't that crazy? And listen, I'm not down on teachers. I'm a coach. I'm a teacher. Like, I'm for them. There's so many amazing teachers and coaches. I don't need to, you know, say that because people know that, but I had to just in case somebody just listened for the first time. But isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I was just trying to think. I mean, I don't believe that I had any bully teachers or coaches.
Yeah, I did not either. But it's in the business we're in, we have a lot of people who are like, man, mm-hmm. they get bullied. And I hear it, and I can see it. So I think one of the things is, one of the things that we're doing at Five Star Life that I'm excited about is, we don't have a date yet, but we got to get one on the calendar. We want to do a training for athletic coaches, sports coaches, because athletic directors have, it's so hard for them to find people that want to coach and then to find people that are qualified to coach. And so sometimes what happens is people get into positions that it's kind of like, man, they're, I know they're not a great coach, but I need to fill the spot. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure we become a, if you heard that background noise, we don't live on a, you know, like a racing strip, but it sounds like it. So we want to be the source where ADs are saying, you know what, finally, I have a place that I can send them, that if I have somebody that's a rookie coach or a younger coach or just a coach we're not sure about, we can send them to Five Star Life. They'll train them in the culture and the DNA of Five Star. And like, how do you talk to kids? How do you deal with conflict with kids? How do you deal with parents? How can I set this program up so parents know what to expect from me as the coach, and what, and that players know what to, what I expect of them? Like that, that's super exciting to me because so many families have horrible experience with sports.
Yeah.
All right. So that's really good. The other thing I wanted to hit before we jump off here is there was also another situation of bullying in Niles. So just the last couple days,
yeah,
there was a kid on a bus that was a little kid.
Little, yeah. Six.
6 years old, beat up by probably a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
10, 11-year-old. And that's the kind of thing that will make us a parent, that'll make your blood boil. I mean, how many times have we seen on TikTok these videos of kids just beating people up on the bus? It is just, this is, again, I'm going back to where I started. This is why I beat the drum. I'm just beating the drum. This is why we need Five Star Life video curriculum in every school. It helps. It changes the culture. It changes the culture. There's no way there's not going to be 5-10 kids in that bus when it's a five-star school that stand up and say, stop that. I'm telling you, kids who are in five-star, they get empowered to be who they want to be. We give them permission to stand up, to stick up, and not feel weak and wimpy because they're too afraid or embarrassed to stand up and do the right thing. No, feel powerful. Feel strong. Be the hero.
Yeah, and I mean, I couldn't believe that somebody filmed it at that. I mean, you get it at an older age, but these are, I would assume they're all around that age, and they're filming it.
They're filming.
Yeah.
This is where we can help. So if you have your kid goes to a school like that, please make an introduction to Five Star Life. Recommend them to bring Five Star Life. We'll introduce you to other educators and they can listen to educators. Of course, I'm very biased, but you can listen to other principals and educators and they'll say, yes, do this.
What do you got to lose?
What do you got to lose? So interesting stuff. We have something really special coming up in April 25th and 26th. I think this is year number 12. I think it's 12. I think it's our 12th year. Doing
yes.
Our Five Star Life 95.3 MNC Radiothon. They've been so good to us for the last about 12 years. They have welcomed us into the studio for 2 days. It's a Thursday and a Friday. So drive times from 5 a.m. until 9 a.m. and then from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're on air for 7 hours and it's just fun. We're telling stories. We're sharing stories. It's a little bit like this extended. And we have a lot of guests. It's going to be an awesome time. So make sure you tune in. And I would just say it's a fundraiser. So if you've listened to this program and you have benefited from this program or you enjoy it and you're like, man, I so believe in the mission of Five Star Life. This is your on-ramp. We ever ask you to do is click the subscribe button or the like button. But this is the easiest way I can say this is an opportunity for you to get involved financially in a really simple way. One, you can talk to your family about what you can do to be a part of the Radiothon. Two, you could think about, man, what if we just became a champion for Five Star Life for this Radiothon, and we just share what we're doing? Hey, we're going to give $50 to the Radiothon, or we're going to give $1,000, or whatever you want to give. And what if you just shared that with one of their family and said, you know what? We're going to do this, and we're going to ask one of their family to partner with us so we can double our gift. And then what if that family would do the same thing and they would double their gift? I mean, do the math. You get one person that commits to doing that. How far could that go? Could we get 100 people to do that? Could we get could it be 1,000 by the time April 25th, 26th comes along? You get 1,000 people that give $50? That's $50.
I know.
That's like a week of Starbucks.
Not really. Not anymore. 3 days of Starbucks. No, I'm kidding.
3 days?
I'm kidding.
So just like I'm trying to give people really easy on-ramps to say, think about this simply, because whenever nonprofits ask for money, which we don't do that much at all, we share our story, we cast vision, and we know people, if they want to get involved, they'll come to us. But this is our way of going to you and saying, make this really simple and don't feel like we're begging, because we're not. We're on a mission and we're beating the drum saying, what are you doing about it? Well, by supporting Five Star, you're saying, I'm jumping in with you. You're jumping in. You're a part of it. You're a part of the solution. That's the opportunity I'm giving you.
And who doesn't want to be a part of the solution and not the problem? You know?
Today's
the day.
Today's the day. And every gift will go to support all the different programs we have in Five Star Life, whether it's working with kids that are in trouble in the SNAP program before they get into the system, whether it's helping with, you know, our innovative learning program, which is giving kids an opportunity to learn by doing and seeing and experiencing at our 350-acre training facility, or whether it's through, you know, helping scholarship kids to join our travel basketball program. It costs money for kids to do that. It's a big investment. And so we're helping